96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Sawyer County now has a new solar energy ordinance in place after the county board voted to adopt the measure as a 9-month moratorium on mid, large, and community-scale solar development expired. County officials say the ordinance sets rules for solar projects and battery storage systems, including setbacks, noise standards, fire safety requirements, protections for rural properties, and financial assurances from developers. However, personal-use solar systems are not affected. Prior to the vote, 11 towns recommended approval of the ordinance, while 4 recommended denial. Zoning Administrator Jay Kozlowski told supervisors the county cannot legally prohibit large-scale solar development, but the ordinance provides local safeguards and oversight. Meanwhile, the board voted to table a proposed data center ordinance that would have allowed data centers only in industrial zoning districts through a conditional use permit process. Supervisors raised concerns about how the proposal defined data centers and voted to send the measure back to the zoning committee for further review. The county board is scheduled to meet again on June 18th at 5 p.m. The Sawyer County Snowmobile and ATV Alliance announced that ATV and UTV riders now have access to several newly opened county road routes in Lac-Couturier. The newly approved routes include Highway CC from New Post to Highway NN, Highway NN from Highway B to Highway N, and Highway CC from Highway N south to Couturier. They say Highway H from County Highway CC and U.S. Highways 27 and 70 has also opened to ATV and UTV traffic. Officials remind riders the new road routes are seasonal and are only open from May 1st through October 31st. A nightly curfew is also in effect, with riding allowed between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. The updated routes are available on the Trail Trekker app. Wisconsin drivers are seeing some relief at the pump this week. The average price of regular gasoline fell 23.5 cents per gallon over the past week, bringing the statewide average to $4.13 per gallon on Monday. That's 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but still $1.17 higher than this time last year. According to GasBuddy, gas prices declined in all 50 states during the past week. The drop was driven by falling oil prices, normal price cycling trends, and optimism surrounding a potential agreement between the United States and Iran that could boost global oil supplies. However, analysts say uncertainty remains. Oil prices moved higher Sunday evening as questions linger about the possibility of a deal, while renewed Israeli attacks have added geopolitical concerns that could impact energy markets. For now, drivers can expect some short-term savings at the pump, but any setback in negotiations or escalation of tensions overseas could quickly send prices higher again. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is looking for public input as it begins updating the state's freight transportation plan. The department updates its state freight plan every 4 years to help guide future investments in Wisconsin's freight network, including highways, rail lines, ports, and other transportation infrastructure used to move goods across the state. Officials say public feedback is an important part of the planning process and helps identify current and future freight transportation needs. The information gathered will be used to help prioritize freight-related projects and funding opportunities in the years ahead. As part of the update, the department has released a draft public involvement plan outlining how the agency will gather feedback from residents, businesses, and transportation stakeholders. The public comment period is open through July 17th. More information and a copy of the draft plan are available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin drivers are seeing some relief at the pump this week. The average price of regular gasoline fell 23.5 cents per gallon over the past week, bringing the statewide average to $4.13 per gallon on Monday. That's 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but still $1.17 higher than this time last year. According to GasBuddy, gas prices declined in all 50 states during the past week. The drop was driven by falling oil prices, normal price cycling trends, and optimism surrounding a potential potential agreement between the United States and Iran that could boost global oil supplies. However, analysts say uncertainty remains. Oil prices moved higher Sunday evening as questions linger about the possibility of a deal, while renewed Israeli attacks have added geopolitical concerns that could impact energy markets. For now, drivers can expect some short-term savings at the pump, but any setback in negotiations or escalation of tensions overseas could quickly send prices higher again. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is looking for public input as it begins updating the state's freight transportation plan. The department updates its state freight plan every 4 years to help guide future investments in Wisconsin's freight network, including highways, rail lines, ports, and other transportation infrastructure used to move goods across the state. Officials say public feedback is an important part of the planning process and helps identify current and future freight transportation needs. The information gathered will be used to help prioritize freight-related projects and funding opportunities in the years ahead. As part of the update, the department has released a draft public involvement plan outlining how the agency will gather feedback from residents, businesses, and transportation stakeholders. The public comment period is open through July 17th. More information and a copy of the draft plan are available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Immigration advocates are pushing to prevent separations like the one that recently uprooted a Wisconsin family and forced them to move out of the U.S. The American Immigration Council's Nanaya Gupta says current policies have eroded trust, and her team's proposal would restore credibility and humanity to ICE enforcement.
We urge leaders to act on these reforms because it is this part of the immigration system that has been weaponized against immigrants, American communities, and core tenets of our democracy.
The council wants immigration judges to be able to impose alternative penalties to deportation, like fines, community service, or probation for minor violations. Wisconsin Bike Week is underway, and organizers say there's something for everyone, no matter how often you ride. The statewide celebration highlights the health, recreational, and practical benefits of getting around by bike. Communities across Wisconsin are hosting group rides, family-friendly events, commuter challenges, and advocacy efforts throughout the week. Organizers say the event is open to cyclists of all experience levels, from daily commuters to those just getting back in the saddle. President Donald Trump is heading to Wisconsin this Friday, his first visit to the state during his second term. Trump will travel to Chippewa County, where White House officials say he will speak about efforts to lower costs for American families, open new trade markets, and reduce federal regulations. He's also expected to promote the creation of Rural Opportunity Zones, a program offering tax incentives for investment in rural communities. And on June 13th and 14th, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will host its 2026 state convention at Monona Terrace in Madison. Democrats from across the state will come together to hear from Democratic leaders, attend training sessions and caucuses, and conduct official party business. Wisconsin's Republican Party held their 2026 state convention back in May. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Another win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Another early start leads to an 8-3 Brewers victory over the San Francisco Giants. Christian Yelich, Jackson Chourio drawing walks. Then Jake Bowers at bat in the bottom of the first.
Bowers had tried to center. Back it goes. It is gone. A 3-run homer for Bowers. That's number 10.
Back-to-back changeups and a fastball down the middle, and he didn't miss it.
Jake Bowers on a tear.
Bowers leads the team in home runs this season. Pat Murphy.
His at-bats today weren't the best. You know what I mean? His first one was fantastic.
Game 3 of the 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL, Josh Jacobs back at Packers OTAs.
He'll be out there today.
Has any of that been a distraction, or is it?
I would say business as usual.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another dry day today with mostly sunny skies, a bit on the breezy side with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the mid-50s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.